H2 Center time is 7:52, and second Thursday of each month at this time, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich, his monthly legislative update. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing quite well. Well,
you've got a laundry list of things you want to talk about. First of all, the recent gun violence, measured steps to take. What's the state going to do?
Well, in the state, you know, I think that we may be waiting for the next session, which will be in January after the election. But the steps involved at the state level, there's a couple of limited steps in terms of multiple gun purchases at one time and maybe slowing down the turnaround for approvals of guns. If you look at the regulatory environment, you know, Connecticut's got some of the most favorable or the most sane gun laws after the massacre in Newton. I think the issues on national registry are the big issues for the more on the federal level. I think the issues of multiple gun purchases and tracing ownership are there. I think liability for gun dealers who are at this point are immune are things that need to be put back on the table. I mean, people can't be selling guns to criminals and having crime committed with their guns and not be held liable at some point in terms of dealership. And at the ownership level, I know that most of the owners that I know and speak to are very responsible people, but we've got to figure out how guns are purchased legally and end up in criminal enterprise. So at that level, a lot of it's at the federal. But so the steps here, I think, are going to be those. The question is when we step forward on those. I think most of the problems are more national, and I'm very proud of what we've done here today. So I wanted to reassure people that we are monitoring the situation and cautiously looking to try to get more done in Connecticut. But, you know, you're in a safe state, generically. The problem is guns flowing into the state from out of state.
All right. There's been some influx of new firefighters, graduations from firefighter school.
Yes, I had the privilege of going up to see our new firefighters. We had three new firefighters who were inducted about 2 or 3 weeks ago from the firefighter training school. And I was able to get citations on behalf of the delegation, and I'm waiting for a scheduled date to present them to our new firefighters. You know, I had the pleasure meeting them, incredible group of guys, very dedicated, very focused, and, you know, I wanted to, you know, shout out for the work they do.
All right. June 6, 1944 versus January 6, 2021, D-Day versus Capitol Insurrection. What's going on?
We have to look at the country on the United States. We have to step forward on our patriotism and understanding that the defense of the Union is not attacking the Capitol. We have to support our brave men and women who put their lives at risk, who stepped forward and basically saved us on the Normandy invasion. And we have to question the motives or the misguided motives of people who would attack our Capitol. I think it's a misguided idea that you can sit here and be patriotic by attacking our capital, or that you're saving the nation. And, you know, that's kind of a segue to some of the emails I get, which are a little disturbing.
What do those you're calling them fraud believers? What is that? What are they saying?
You know, I get these chain emails, and it's disturbing. And you know, there are. Some of them are local. Most of them are out of my district, but calling for a forensic audit of all 50 states, basically relitigating the last election, as if some massive fraud has been committed, and as if, you know, our president wasn't duly elected. Kind of, you know, things where you wonder what kind of reality people are in and where they get it from. It's disturbing.
This week, I spoke to Planning and Zoning. They approved the William Street blighted house. Is that what you're talking about, Blight and Byram? Is it that case or just in general?
Well, it's that case, and I want to look as well. There's another case of a commercial property that's been used as a kind of overgrown parking lot and eyesore that's supposed to get remediated. I think, you know, all the residents of my town deserve, you know, equal and fair footing. I know the town strives to do that, but, you know, as a state rep, well, one, I sit on the RTM, even though that's only Old Greenwich, but I can push from there, and as a state rep, I just want to make sure that, you know, we end up with ordinances that are strictly enforced, and more importantly that, you know, that our property owners are, you know, our property owners and residents in those areas have a right to live in a clean and decent neighborhood. So the blight issues with houses collapsing or varmint control, I mean, that's just got to be remedied, right? That's not fair for our residents. So I'll be pushing on those issues. I know that the town is beginning to get to lean into it, so I'm hopeful that the town will, you know, engage in the proper level of enforcement.
And then finally, you have a meeting coming up with the first selectman and the state about 95. What would you like to see come out of that meeting?
You know, it's a preventative meeting. We had our preliminary battle on I-95. The governor supported us. The DOT went back to the drawing board. And I like the DOT. But the DOT has a tendency to bring their drawing board into a closet and work on it. So the issue is going to be that we want to see the drawing board. We want to see the proposals. We do not want a project that is 80 or 90% baked come back to us and then ask, what do you think? And the only alternative is, yes, we love it. What I want to do is I want us to be part of the design process. I want to go through the interrogative steps where we look at what we're developing and that the community is happy with the noise abatement properties that we've been advocating for, that we move forward with those, that we end up with a project which will be a physical footprint for the next 60 years or 70 years, like the last time they built, when they built 95. I want to make sure that those projects are done adequately and to the and designed for our community to last a lifetime. So it's to make sure that they don't get ahead of themselves on the redesign, because we did not like the original design or the original proposal.
All right, State Representative Stephen Meskers, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
State Representative Stephen Meskers joins me second Thursday of each month. Next Thursday will be State Senator Ryan Fazio. WGCH Center time is 7.